everyone, your designers are here. I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly at My Soulful Home.
We've got tips and tricks and decorating advice for you today, so let's get started.
Hey, this is episode 53, Ceilings, Walls, and Floors. We've got a lot to cover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot.
Before we get started, we want to introduce you to our sponsor. You've heard us talk about them before. It's Thomas Avenue Ceramics. We love the selection of Thomas Avenue Ceramics. The tiles are gorgeous. The customer service is terrific. And you can shop in your pajamas, which we think is fabulous.
Oh, yes.
It's all I like that online. And so check out Thomas Avenue Ceramics and use the code DTT20 at Thomas Avenue Ceramics for 20% off your order.
Yes.
And can I just say one thing about online? They really send you beautiful samples. So you can see exactly what you're getting.
I've got some tile coming that looks just like marble, only it's ceramic tile. So excited. I have several sizes coming. So I'm very looking forward to, very much looking forward to that.
Awesome. Okay, so today we're going to be the highs, the lows, and the in-between. Mm-hmm. Let's start at the top and talk about ceiling. So really, just to give you an overview, we are going to talk about some different things that you can think about, ways to treat these areas in your home that you may not have considered, or you may be thinking about how to get a sort of a new pop. And these are ways that you can do that. In every single room and with really not that much money or effort. So let's start with ceilings. Okay. Anita, what do you think about a different type of treatment for a ceiling?
Well, one of the things I did in our kitchen was put in some rustic beams. And here's the thing. I mean, you can go with a finished, very high-end look, or I shouldn't say that the rustic's not high-end, but you can go with a very finished look or you can go with a very rustic look on the beams, but they add so much to a room. And what most people don't realize is that a lot of these are decorative and you can add them after the fact.
That's true.
So, yeah.
Anita, we have, ours are pretty much, are really refined looking. They're big and heavy, but they're all white and they have a lot of millwork. But we wanted to make them look even a little heavier than when we first put them in, so we just added some beautiful molding to we didn't do it, we had somebody do it, add molding to it to make it a little heftier. And it's quite an easy project, and what a difference it makes. We have those in our kitchen.
Well, and we ended up the builder and I, when I got the original plans, the room was very open, and then we had this cased opening from the kitchen to the living room, and I said, no, this isn't going to work. So, this is the whole reason, this is the main part of the plan. So anyway, so he worked with me, and we had to put in a huge steel beam, which we did end up wrapping with the reclaimed barn wood. But then we got some, went to the salvage yard and just found a bunch of old beams from some old building that really even look kind of like, I don't know, they really have some age to them. And then we use those. And now I don't do stuff myself. The builder did it. But what I wanted to say is that was the last thing he did. The exception of the load-bearing beam, the others were added. One of the last things. So it is something you can do. You just may have to remove some of your molding to put it up.
And Anita, that rustic looks is beautiful in your house.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, so I think it's worth doing. And then at the, we have this new house in the mountains that really, it's such a project because it was built without any of the, it's very structurally sound and very nice and clean and open. But they really didn't add all those special touches that I really like. So one of the things we plan to do is it's got a cathedral ceiling. In the living room, we plan to, plank that ceiling and then add some beams to really give
gorgeous.
It some character. So, I mean, it's really a great way to add character to your house.
Oh, I agree. And the beams, you can go reclaimed. You can go to salvage yards. Mm-hmm. There's places online you can buy that. But you could probably achieve a very similar look with... two 2x6s and have them put together so you've got the chunk. So mm-hmm. it's like we're creating like a 4x6 chunky mm-hmm. piece of mm-hmm. wood. And if you're handy, you could probably do it yourself, or you could hire somebody to do it. You could stain it. You could whack it with some chains and just stress it.
True.
You know, you can, I've done that with furniture, you know, just roughed it up a little bit, and you can probably get away with that at a very low cost and have it look great, or, mm-hmm. you know, paint it white or the color of your ceiling. And still it's creating that interest. It's coming away from the ceiling. It's creating a little bit of texture and, drawing your eye up, which I think, you know, really adds to the character mm-hmm. of a house and a room.
Well, and you think you're not
terrific.
You think you're not going to notice the ceiling because it's up so high, but that's really one of the first things that people notice when they walk into our living room kitchen area are the beams.
Yeah, no,
right, so at least it's one of the first things they mention. Let me put it that way. Yeah.
The planking is terrific, and I mentioned this before. We did that here in so many rooms. We started out with one room, and then I couldn't stop, and I was like planking everything.
I love that. Yeah.
So we
and
have
you used
it.
Some inexpensive material for yours too, didn't you?
Yeah. So it's it was packages that. We were able to get at Lowe's. Now, we had to keep going to different Lowe's all over the place. But and I will look for it to put it in the show notes.
Yeah, I'd be interested in knowing what that was.
Yeah, it was like $11 or $11.99 for a pack of these just thin slats. I mean, you could get them mm-hmm. Milled or buy them individually, but I think it costs less just to buy them a pack. I have to say, every once in a while, you'd open a pack and a few of the boards would just maybe have a hole in them. You know, it's paint grade wood, mm-hmm. you know, it's not gorgeous wood.
Right,
so you'd have to throw a few away now and again.
So did you stain it or something or paint it? What did
you
do?
Painted.
Well, I painted them in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. I
and
love
then
those.
In my bedroom, we did them also in the hallway upstairs, and I painted mm-hmm. it and just painted the simply white, the color of my walls. Mm-hmm. But then in my bedroom, I just wanted it slightly different. So I stained it, the white stain, and mm-hmm. which I thought was really pretty. And just,
I think you do see
a little bit of the more of the grain in the wood, but again, it's not a beautiful wood, but the white covers enough of it. And so it's mm-hmm. just a touch of the white. It's almost like a wash.
And yeah, that sounds lovely.
It looks really pretty. Yeah.
I mean, don't remember seeing a picture of that, so you're going to have to send me one.
I know, because
beautiful.
I have to stop talking to the two of you and finish my house.
Oh, so, she's blaming it on us.
I'm blaming it on you. To blame it on somebody. But yeah, I would highly recommend the planking. Like you're saying, Anita, everybody that comes into my house talks about that. Like, wow, that really, mm-hmm. I think it's one of those things where if the ceiling is just the plain ceiling, it looks fine. But mm-hmm. and so you don't think anything's missing mm-hmm. in a room. You're like, gosh, you know, they should have done something to the ceiling. But when you do something mm-hmm. to the ceiling, it definitely it definitely makes an impact and adds to the whole ambiance of the room.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Another great thing that you could do with a ceiling is the tin. Now, we had original tin here, although mm-hmm. here's the thing. I don't think it was original, mm-hmm. 131 years ago. And this is what I learned, which made me think it wasn't, is that it was affixed to the ceiling with Phillips head style screws.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, that doesn't sound original.
And Phillips head type screws were not developed until the 30s.
There you go.
Okay. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So somebody who knew that sort of thing and was in my house. In fact, the guy who built those metal doors for me, he was the one that told me. Because we had to take part of it down in the kitchen. And I think I was sort of bemoaning losing some of the tin ceiling. And he mm-hmm. said, well, you don't feel that bad, because this was added sometime after. But that being said, we did keep the metal tin ceilings, pressed tin ceiling in the dining room, and it was silver, but we painted it white.
Oh,
and
it is
really beautiful, whether it's, you know, from the 1930s or 1980s.
Nice.
I don't know, because you can buy that any place.
Oh, you can buy it new. Yes, I've used it before.
And you can buy it old too, but I would think if you're going to do a ceiling, I would highly suggest you buy it new, because you're probably going to paint it anyway. And I think it would be cool in any kind of style house, but certainly if you have an older home,
yeah,
it can really add a lot of charm.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. We actually used antique ceiling tile on the wall in one place, kind of for it's almost like artwork, kind of architectural looking, because mm-hmm. the old stuff's really got so much detail.
Oh, beautiful. yeah, I've seen that. They sell the Rose Bowl too, just pieces of it, or they might frame it out, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. That's really pretty.
Yeah, and that you can also use that as a backsplash in your kitchen if you want. On,
I've seen that done, and that looks lovely.
Good thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
Yvonne, you have any ideas for the ceiling?
For this, a coffer ceiling. I love that.
Nice.
It's like a grid work on the ceiling. Square. Just think of squares, mm-hmm. and with built up with beautiful molding and things. My sister has a coffer ceiling in her office, and I've always admired it. And I'm thinking, like, where could I put that in my house? I think it would look beautiful in my living room, since my dining room has a vaulted ceiling. And they were built in a lot of houses like in the 90s, but ours looks pretty good. So I don't think we're going to remove that. I just have it painted a slightly different color. And I thought, to offset the dining room, a coffer ceiling would look beautiful in the living room. But I think for those, you need a pretty high ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because they do, you know, they do drop down a bit, and the whole ceiling drops down a bit because you literally grid the entire ceiling. So that's probably one of my favorite ways to treat a ceiling, other than, like you were saying, putting planking, which is so on trend right now, and it really is beautiful.
If you did the coffer, or your sister's coffer, does she have the beam sections painted a different color than the flush part
hers,
of the ceiling?
No, hers is all painted the same beautiful white. So it's just this beautiful, big grid work of heavy, beautiful molding.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
It is. And it's just gorgeous.
The other thing you can do is beadboard on the ceiling, which you think of being on the wall, but that can also be on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would just caution with the beadboard. Mm-hmm. If you can, don't get the sheets.
Okay.
Get
mine's antique, so it's individual, but yeah.
Right, so get the individual slats. Mm-hmm. It's going to cost you a little bit more, and it's a little bit more labor intensive, but it's one of those things that you can really tell the difference.
Really?
Remember when we talked about splurging, not splurging?
Yes, yes.
And don't splurge when the the less expensive is so close to the expensive. Well, in this case, I think you can really tell if it's a big panel of beadboard, quote unquote, air quotes, beadboard, or if it's the individual slats.
That sort of looks like the old fashioned paneling from eons ago, you know, that people would panel their dens with.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. It does look more fake. I was trying to think of a kinder word than fake, but
it has that definitely pressed out look.
Yes, it does. That's a good way to put it.
So we'll talk about more about beadboarding and wainscoting and things like that when we get to the wall section. But I think that is a really excellent treatment. It's very similar to the planking that I'm talking about. The planks I used are probably slightly wider, but not that much wider than your normal beadboard.
Beautiful.
Another thing we did here is it seems like I did a lot of things on the ceiling, which I maybe never did before in another house. But in my daughter's room, we have one of my favorite grays on the walls. It's Silver Chain by Benjamin Moore. And then for the ceiling, I did a gray, but a metallic gray.
Oh,
and it's love that.
It's very subtle, but definitely has a shimmer to it. And I figured, well, it's paint. You know, if we don't like it, that's fine. But we love it. And for some reason, the ceiling in that room had a texture to it. So it even looks prettier because it has very small, recess, because it has a texture to it. It's not completely smooth. So I think the metallic even has a little bit more effect in that room because of the texture of the ceiling. Mm. But it is beautiful. And there are so many beautiful metallic paints out there. And they are very easy to use. I mean, there's really no difference between a metallic paint and a regular paint.
And see, you just don't think of putting that on your walls. I mean, on your ceilings.
Yeah.
That sounds, that sounds so beautiful.
Oh, it does.
Okay, now I want to do that treatment.
I know. Mm-hmm. That sounds wonderful to do the metallic. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's got a pretty chandelier. And it's not a very big room. I don't know that I would do a metallic paint in a huge room, but it's probably a 10 by 10 mm-hmm. bedroom, you know, normal bedroom size. And it just, it's lovely. And it's just a, maybe one or two shades darker than her walls. Oh, so gosh. It's, you know, all in the nice. Same mm-hmm. sort of family there.
But I do want to caution people painting their ceiling because, you know, when I was in my Tuscan phase, which we've mm-hmm. talked about before, and I had the gold walls, kind of yellowy gold walls, and I decided, oh, I think I'll paint the ceilings to match because it'll all have this lovely, mm-hmm. you know, cohesive look. Well, then when I was so done with that color, then I had to repaint the ceiling. So
yes,
just be careful. If you
but
choose
also,
a color.
Also, I don't think mm-hmm. I like the ceilings and the walls painted the same color.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you tell me.
I really
you could have
think,
saved me some
yeah,
grief.
I just think that looks too closed in. I'd go darker, or I'm mm-hmm. just such a fan of a white mm-hmm. ceiling.
Well, but I'm just saying,
it's
if
so
you painted
classic.
A color, just be careful
yes.
that it's mm-hmm. going to be something you're going to like long term. Because mm-hmm. if you change drastically the color on the walls, you might have to change the color on the ceiling.
That's true. And yeah. paint your ceilings. Some people mm-hmm. don't paint their ceilings as often as they paint their walls, mm-hmm. and it's so good to get a fresh coat of that ceiling color every now and again.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go to walls. Yvonne, you want to kick it off with walls?
Oh, I love it. I'm going to start off with wall color. I mean, I'm okay. sorry, wallpaper.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
There was, I mean, we papered some of our house, again, is 22 years old, and we papered bedrooms in a couple bedrooms, and we papered some bathrooms. But, oh, my goodness gracious, taking it off. It's like if a bomb blew up in our house or our furnace blew up in the basement, only the walls that were wallpapered would stand because my husband just overglued them on. So getting them off is awful.
So you don't ever wallpaper over the old wallpaper?
Well, you know, as funny you just asked this. I just talked to a wallpaper company that I'll be working with later on this summer. And that was one of the questions I said, does this wallpaper mm-hmm. work over old wallpaper? Mm-hmm. So I'm waiting to hear back because I have sort of an interesting project I'm thinking about doing.
Because, yeah, what I'd heard from my wallpaper experts that have done the work for me is that if the old paper is on really good, that mm-hmm. to get it off, you're going to just be pulling the wallboard off. So you know,
yeah.
really,
which we have done,
right?
Which
right.
We have
so just
it, nicked and dinked. And
if
done.
It's on really mm-hmm. well, just to go over it, mm-hmm. and I actually did that. We did that several times in our old house. We just went over the old wallpaper.
Yeah.
It looked great.
Well, I like wallpaper is so different than it used to be. Now they have repositional wallpaper, mm-hmm. and I'll put that in the show notes. And I have a couple projects in the wings that I'm going to be doing this repositional wallpaper on. And it's so nice because you don't have to take down your old wallpaper mm-hmm. if it shows through the new wallpaper, which is a little different than what you would think of as conventional wallpaper. You prime it, wait a few mm-hmm. weeks, and then you can put it up on your walls. But the other thing is I love the new sort of look of wallpaper. It has a lot of open space, let's call it that, in the design. And I really love that. Now, the only place that I go a little crazy is just like you said, Kelly, in my bathroom. Mm-hmm. You know, I've actually gone pretty crazy doing wallpaper in a bathroom that's, you know, big and floral or big and geometric or something so interesting. But right now I'm into wallpapering like one wall, and the background color of the wallpaper matches the color of the walls, or I match the wall color to the wallpaper. And I love that look.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Mm-hmm. So a little more negative space, just some white or
exactly.
something in the background.
Exactly. It just feels more open.
Right.
And I've been really into geometrics lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Clean, crisp look. Sounds mm-hmm. great.
Absolutely.
I'm excited to see.
Yeah. Now, my husband goes, we will never wallpaper anything again. So, you know,
yeah,
never
yeah.
say never when you live with Yvonne. There you go.
No. Anita, how about you? Some wall ideas?
Well, I mean, I think that all the wood treatments that we've been talking about, the beadboard, well, actually, I shouldn't go into all of them, but yeah, the beadboard is great on the walls. And then the wainscoting is something that I've done a lot in our new house, and it looks great. Mm-hmm. So we even did that up the stairwell, and it looks, it's just, it's such a, adds so much dimension and elegance to the room.
It's very rich looking. We have it in our dining room, and we just love it.
Yeah. And, you know, a really inexpensive way to add some interest to your wall is even if you just did a chair rail. So go to Home Depot, measure your room, get some of the either the MDF or get some molding if you wanted to stain it in the regular wood. And you can install it yourself. You could have someone install it. I mean, it really shouldn't take long at all. And you could paint the bottom a different color. You could wallpaper the bottom. So instead of doing the full treatment of the wainscoting or the beadboard, you would just have the rail, the one piece of molding.
Or you could do the picture frame paneling underneath. Just do the little picture frame thing.
Picture frame paneling, anything like that. So that can add some interest really inexpensively. You could probably get it done in a day. And we've had some talk about already the planking of the ceilings and whatnot. So shiplap. I mean, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about shiplap.
So,
ahoy, mateys. We need to cover shiplap.
Yeah.
I have some. I'm going to have more when we finish out here in the barn, but I have some in my kitchen right now. And we did it a very simple way, or we, you know, the gentleman who was helping us with the house did it. We just did long planks, and he spaced them by sticking in paint stirrers. So we got just that little bit of space. So, you know, they weren't touching, but it was like, you know, a bit of it, less like a 16th of an inch or something, the width of a paint stirrer. So we stuck those in as we went along. I actually even helped him do that. And we did that one wall behind my stove. And I love it. And it just, especially since my kitchen is all white, it adds a lot of interest to the space, having even just that one small wall done. There are different ways you can do shiplap, but basically it's a wider panel than the planks that we've been talking about.
For the ceiling.
Right. And they interlock. So they either have what's called a rabbit edge with an ET or some grooved boards that are sort of tongue and groove, and they interlock.
Can I just interject this, Kelly? We did a bathroom, and we did a wall in our breakfast nook that we also put open shelves on. And horizontal shiplap, but we also were doing our main hall bath, and we're doing the same technique, but we're doing it vertically. And we just got the cheapest grade tongue and groove boards that you could get, not sheets, not the big sheets of the tongue and groove, the individual boards. And we got the widest ones we could get, and we just turned, instead of, we turned them backwards, so the goods, so the tongue and groove side was facing the wall, which and they still fit together, but instead of seeing the tongue and groove, you just see a little space like you would in a shiplap.
Right, that's brilliant.
And it was so easy. It was like Lincoln Logs, like, you know, just putting on top of each other,
right?
And they all fit in. So easy. And I have a DIY for that, so I'll put that in the show notes.
Oh, great. And this really was for everyone, but in particular for our listener and friend, Sandy from Wisconsin. Sandy left a message for us, and she, well, first she said all sorts of nice things about our podcast,
which was so lovely.
Thank you, Sandy. And Sandy's also in my Be a Better Gardener Club, so I just love her. She wanted to know about planking, and she also wants to know about ironstone. But Sandy, you're going to have to hold your horses. We're going to talk about ironstone maybe as we slide into the summer. But today, we'll answer your question about planking. So I think we've covered some of what Sandy wanted to know, but she did have this burning question. Horizontal or vertical? What do you say, ladies?
Well, I go for the horizontal, but I know that I'm, you know, there's differing opinions here, but I prefer that.
Well, I like both. We did did some of the accents downstairs horizontally, and I thought for an upstairs bathroom, oh, let's just do something a little different. And I'll be posting that sometime this summer so you can see how we did it. What I like about doing it vertically is that we didn't go all the way up to the ceiling. We went maybe 2 feet from the ceiling and then put a really pretty big thick piece of molding on top of that.
Nice. Oh, that's a nice idea.
And so, and then I'm going to actually wallpaper what's left of it in a gray and white. Yeah. So, you know, I just think it's a matter of taste and what suits your room.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome.
Six of one, half dozen of the other, Sandy. I think you can
do pretty much, Sandy. I mean, I'm kind of a horizontal girl. It just feels like it should go horizontally for me. I think it might make the room feel a little wider, you know, because your eye is kind of going out to either side. But maybe that's just sort of, you know, something I'm assuming in my head.
No, I think it does have sort of an optical
illusion. A little bit, right? Sure. So if you were in a small enclosed space, you might want to, it would be too cut off too if it was such a small room if you were doing it horizontal. So maybe vertical in that kind of a space would be better. But I think you just have to really assess the space and decide.
Well, here, could I just throw this in?
Please.
Sandy, if this is your first time, try vertical because it's, you know, it's really hot right now and it's real easy to do. And I'll put that in the show notes. Just give that a try because I think you'll like it. Mm. And try one wall. I just think that looks fine. It looks really pretty. And then maybe you'll be brave and try it somewhere else or go vertical.
So you're saying horizontal first?
Yeah. I would definitely do horizontal first. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's the more common
way
to do it.
Well, and that's the way it was done. I mean, we had an old farmhouse on our property when we bought it, and it had the real old shiplap from, you know, over 100 years ago. It was obviously horizontal.
Well, that's pretty much what the outside of my house is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was apparently milled. You know, it's not tongue and groove. It creates a little V, which... you know, it's a little bit different, but it kind of V's on a bevel and then meets the next one. But my entire exterior of my house is like that. So yeah, such a great look. And I'm glad that that's come back. And I'm going to say that's going to be a classic. So I don't think you're going to want to be taking that off the wall, you know, in the next 5 years because it's timeless. And I think it works with modern houses. It works with any kind of house, really.
It's just really on trend right now.
Yeah, and, but know, I think it's sticking around. That. I really don't think it's going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I know we're still talking. Are we done talking about walls? I really want to talk about floors.
Me
I know
too.
You're dying to get to floors.
We've been so patient, haven't we? We've been really good.
Let me see if I have anything to say about walls.
Still. Oh, come on now. She's ambushing us.
We can move on to floors. Floors is fabulous too. And we might have to go a little over the 30 minutes. So stick with us, girls. If you're working out or you're walking, you're just going to get some extra steps today. I think we're going to have to go walk on the floors a little bit more. So, okay. Go ahead, Yvonne. Take it away.
I don't have any of these in my house, but I just cannot get the thought of, and I even of white, painted white hardwood floors out of my head.
And we've been talking about this. Yvonne and I have this like fantasy of having white painted floors. So we're kind of both on the same track on that.
And I mean, I've got such a generous, wonderful husband. But I said, oh, Bobby, how about if we paint some of the floors white? And he turned white, like, oh, no. And I don't think I could do it because I think he would just be so like negative about it.
Well,
I don't know that he'd ever tell me totally no, but I just don't think I could do it unless he felt good about it.
Is it the femininity of it? Is it the upkeep of it?
It's not feminine at all. And unless you've been in a house with white,
I think it's the floors.
You have no idea how gorgeous they are.
Well, I know because I wasn't invited to that thing that you both went to. Where they
we're going to show up at her door one day.
Well, the thing about it is I have this fantasy about it, but I don't think I could ever do like the white lacquered floors because at the farm, which is where I was thinking about, because one, it's at the pine. Farm. So any scratches are going to go, you know, the wood scratches easily because it's pine. We've got a collie with, you know, claws, and I can't make her wear booties in the house. And I just can't do that to her. And, you know, I think even if you're kind of scratching the floor with your chairs, when you've got wood floors and it scratches, usually those scratches aren't like in our hardwoods.
There wasn't a scratch on her floors.
Well, yeah, because that's, you know.
Well, I have hardwood floors, so maybe that would be different. But, oh my goodness. Well, I would walk around with a Swiffer. I really would.
So you would have those Swiffers
behind people.
Well, you'd have them on your shoes, wouldn't you? You'd put them on your...
I would definitely do something just to have white floors. And I mean, I'd like to start in the bedroom. But
she's already got the plans.
Well, I've got 27 boxes of hardwood floors laying around our bedroom and sitting room up here. So this is the next thing to be done. But I just don't know. I don't know if you know, I would say to Bob, yes, we're going to put all this beautiful hardwood down, and now I'm going to paint it.
I don't see it happy. Okay, so what I'm thinking about, and I'm going to wait till it's time to redo our floors, but because we have a collie at the farm and it's pine floors, they're pretty beat up.
But do a wash, Anita.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, a wash, because then you won't notice, you know, the scratch marks won't be quite as obvious. But right now, because of the something, they did a terrible thing to me. There's something they did about that polyurethane coating. My floors, you know, where we live, the scratches are fine. But at the farm, that coating is so thick that the scratches, the dog scratches, go just in the polyurethane coating, not all the way to the wood. So there's nothing you can do to get rid of those scratches, short of just refinishing the floors. So I'd love to do a whitewash.
Time to paint.
Whitewash. I think.
Whitewash. Oh, I
but I'll wait till we refinish.
Now, okay. All right. Fantasy girls, take it easy. Woo! Take a breather.
All right.
Now,
okay.
If you're going to paint a floor, are there special paints that you use on the floor?
I think there are some.
Or
use
any paint?
I would do the wash. Yeah.
I'm waiting for this specific person to come out with a product.
Okay. Well, there was some talk about it was a white lacquered floor.
Actually. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, can I tell you about my next fantasy one? Can I take a breath, or do you want to share and I'll take a breath?
No, just get it all out. Just let it go.
Just let it go.
The other one is in our next home, God willing, way down the road, I love black and white Czech floors in the kitchen.
Oh, I do love that. Yeah.
So charming.
Yeah. Oh, they're so classic. And every time I see one on Pinterest, it just stops me.
Be painted, or would that be some sort of...
I don't care.
Tile,
okay.
I mean, if I have wood,
whatever
and I want to paint
you.
It or... Mm-hmm.
I love that too. That's a very classic look.
It's beautiful. And I'd prefer it to be honest with you, I don't want to see the grout lines.
Oh, so what are we
talking
then? Vinyl?
No, I don't think I want to do that. But I haven't thought the whole process out. I just love a black and white floor. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to see grout lines, because I don't want to deal with grout on the floor, to be honest.
Well, the new linoleums, I mean, they're supposed to be fantastic. And I guess you don't have any grout lines with that, obviously.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Sort of snaps
in. I'm not sure, but I just think they're just gorgeous, gorgeous floors.
They are.
So if you know any product, you can always write to us or give us a call.
Yes. If you want to fulfill Yvonne's fantasy.
I have this next home all planned out.
Mm-hmm. So the other thing I've seen that I think is just amazing is when people stencil the wood floors. I'm not doing it, but I love the look.
Well, yeah, I don't think I could live with that. I think it would be too much for me.
Well, I've seen it on a porch, and it was just gorgeous.
Oh, that might be nice on a porch.
It's a very we see that a lot because we live on the Eastern Seaboard. It's very colonial looking. That's what I'm thinking of in my mind, and it's so muted on a hardwood floor.
Yeah, maybe on a porch. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Inside, I would think I might tire of that too quickly. Let's change gears for a minute. If anybody has concrete, and it's really very
polished concrete.
Well, yeah, you could have
I've seen it done very. I think it's a great idea if you really want something easy care.
Yeah, and I've done stained concrete. And it is really fantastic. It looks so sharp. And, you know, it's a certain look. Mm-hmm. But, again, it's a natural type material. So it really goes with almost any type of decor.
I mean, I think it's beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say, super, super traditional, probably not. But an old, you know, more of a vintagey look, and then certainly a real modern look, mm-hmm. or something that has an industrial feel to it. If your look is somewhere falls in there, I think stained concrete is so sharp. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know how you would establish, you know, it, that would be really if you were doing a new build or for an outbuilding in your house. So if you were maybe going to do over your garage and you've got the concrete there already, you can stain it, and you can, I achieved a really beautiful sort of mottled look with three different colors of concrete stain that I bought at Home Depot, and I did it myself in our former house. And then I just put on the more of a flat sealer. So I didn't want it to be super shiny.
Great idea.
It was great. And you know, it's impenetrable, really. And just even it, the garage had some former, you know, whatever it was, a, you know, stain from a car or some other thing. But I thought it all lended to the patina of it, and it looked fantastic. Oh, wow. So you don't need to pour new concrete to do it.
Mm-hmm. What about the wood look tile? Are you doing that, Kelly? I was thinking.
Well, yes. I think from our sponsors, Thomas Avenue, I have gotten a sample and I'm really interested in their wood. It's a porcelain ceramic tile. I mean, if you haven't
seen it. Have you seen it? See, I need to ask for that one.
Absolutely sounds so beautiful. And if our listeners haven't seen them, you know, look for them in the home improvement stores or tile stores, or better yet, go to Thomas Avenue and ask for a sample online if you're interested in that. Thomas Avenue Ceramics. If you're interested in that sort of thing, they have. I was drawn to it because we love Maui, but it's their Maui collection, and
I'm going to check it out today.
Yeah, go check it out. They have three or four different tones, and you cannot believe how much it looks like wood.
Wow. Tell me where you're going, thinking about putting that, Kelly.
In the barn.
Oh, nice.
Oh, what a great place.
Yeah.
And I'll just add this one other one because we're really running over. You can now get a vinyl, it looks like flooring, like hardwood flooring in long planks. We did that in our laundry room, and we got like a weathered barn wood look, and literally you could soak it in your bathtub and it's totally waterproof.
What? Huh.
And you lay it just like you lay hardwood flooring. It's a floating floor, though. It's a little different. But you just lay the planks down, you cut it and lay it, and it's wonderful. So if you don't want to do any kind of tile treatment in your bathroom, you can do – we have hardwood floor in one of our bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a back bathroom in a laundry room, we have this other really cool – alternate flooring that looks very much, well, it looks exactly like hardwood floors.
Well, that's how I can't believe this tile. So I'm really excited about that. So yeah, definitely check out Thomas Avenue Ceramics, and you can just search floor tile, or you could put in the word Maui and it should pop up into the search.
Hey, I haven't ventured to the floor tiles. I'm going to have to do that. That sounds wonderful.
Look at it.
I want to see that great stuff in person, because that sounds fantastic.
Lots and lots and lots of information today, girls. Our time's up, so we just want to say, remember, we're here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy, and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.